there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Science Versus. This is the show that pits facts against flapping our gums. A little birdie told us that today's show is all about gossip. Today, our very special guest, Tucker Woodstock, the host of the very wonderful podcast, Gender Reveal.
Hello, thank you so much for inviting me to this gossip sesh.
So one of the first things that we wanted to interrogate was who gossips, because there is this idea that women, nosy women, are the ones that gossip away. But is that true? And so our gossip girl to tell us all about this is Dr. Stacey Torres. She's at the University of California, San Francisco, and she studies people and different cultures.
I'm an ethnographer, you know, or a professional stalker. We spend a lot of time with people. A paid professional stalker now. Before, I was just a poor grad student, just begging, like, can I sit next to you and write everything that you're doing?
So Stacey is not just an ethnographer.
I'm a lifelong nosy gossiper.
Yeah.
I love to overhear conversations and listen to people.
And science tells us that it's not just Stacey who is a lifelong gossiper. There are actually studies showing that kids start gossiping from a really young age, like as young as 5 years old.
Yeah.
But Stacey's research on gossip wasn't happening in a kid's playground. Her journey into the world of gossip started in one of her favorite New York bakeries. It's a spot where Stacey used to hang out in when she was a broke grad student.
This was a nondescript bakery that almost had this frozen in time aspect, like this place that's preserved in amber. Customers used to complain about the shabby furniture and the kind of distressed tablecloths. And for all the complaining, people were very diehard, frequent, loyal customers.
And so Stacey, being nosy Stacey, she starts watching the people who are hanging out at this bakery. And lots of them were in their 60s or even older. And she starts realizing that she's seeing the same people there over and over again.
Wow, it's like me in my 20s and a lot of older people. You know, what are these relationships? And are these people friends, or are they acquaintances? Are they neighbors?
So she basically starts seeing these regulars who don't look like great friends. Like, some of them don't even know each other's names, but they're chatting and laughing. And it just seemed so lovely, this sort of little petri dish that she was looking at. And she actually ends up doing an entire PhD studying these people, eavesdropping on what they're saying. And she does this for 5 years. So she's taking all these field notes, like this person did this, said that. She's analyzing this, interviewing them, looking for patterns. And it doesn't take long for one pattern to start showing up again and again and again. Stacey realizes that all these older folks are just talking shit. They're just gossiping about each other all the time. And this realization kind of flips how Stacey starts thinking about this sort of beautiful bakery. Because remember, at first she was like,
this is so beautiful. Look at this community. And everything is just sunshine and lollipops all day long. And then I saw them talking about each other and I thought, wow, I mean, do these people even like each other? Like, they're talking about each other. Like, they're calling this other person turkey neck, and they're talking about how enormous and awful this person is. Or another woman would gossip about the women that, you know, she didn't want to see at McDonald's and call them the dementia club.
If I found out that one of my friends was calling me turkey neck, I don't even know what I would do. That would be hard to come back from. No, that's incredible. This is one of the best PhDs of all time. I'm so happy for this person.
Yes. So it really just turns out that by accident, Stacey starts studying gossip, which I've got to say isn't unique to Stacey. So another researcher that we talked to also stumbled upon this field of researching gossip after realizing that when you get a bunch of people together and let them talk, they just start gossiping. And so this takes us back to our first question. So who was gossiping the most? Was it the women? Well, pretty quickly, Stacey noticed something.
The men also gossiped. Like, it wasn't just women sort of being chatty and gossipy. The men were very involved in gossip as well.
So, like, there was this one dude.
Well, I would say one of the most vivid and colorful research participants named Eugene. He was so funny. So that's why I'm chuckling a little bit. Eugene was like a World War II veteran, a working writer, had this Southern gentleman kind of ambiance around him. But he gossiped about people a lot, and he also was gossiped about.
So Eugene would gossip about this woman called Jeanette. She was another regular at the bakery who would try to get people to buy her coffee. And behind her back, Eugene would call her a scam artist. So Stacey was seeing that both men and women were gossiping away, but she wasn't specifically looking at who was gossiping more. But lucky for us, other scientists have looked into this. Like, there's this one really cool study we found where researchers actually had people wear recorders all day. Mm-hmm. And these recorders would automatically turn on and off at various points throughout the day. So they'd capture like little snippets of whatever people were talking about. And in this study, they had a definition of gossip, which was anytime you were talking about someone who wasn't there, that was gossip, which is a pretty common definition in science. Okay, so Tuck.
Yes.
Who do you think was gossiping more in this study? And they just looked at the gender binary, so they were just looking at men and women. Who do you reckon gossip more?
I don't know. I mean, everything I've ever been told is that women gossip more, but I would love if there was a surprise reveal and it was actually men who are gossiping the most.
It was actually pretty even.
Mm.
These researchers also wanted to estimate how much time people spent on average throughout the day talking about other people. Do you want to have a guess?
I mean, it depends how much you talk in general during the day. I'm going to say an hour a day spent just talking about other people behind their back.
It was 52 minutes.
Wow.
On average.
Crushed it.
Yeah. You absolutely. And researchers found that even if you think you don't gossip, you probably do. Studies show that we severely underestimate how much we gossip.
Well, if the definition is just talking about someone who's not there, it's like, it would be so limiting to only talk about the people who are in front of you. You never get to talk about anything. So of course.
Yes. And people did have a lot of what the researchers called neutral gossip.
Mm.
So in this study, they captured thousands of samples of gossip. And they found that people were roughly 5 times more likely to be saying neutral stuff rather than like mean, negative gossip.
Right.
5 times more. But of course, people did say mean stuff too. Like, you know, the kinds of things that Stacey was hearing over at the bakery in New York.
One woman in particular received a lot of castigation and commentary for her weight. Or there was a man who had diabetes and also would eat sweets. And so there was always this talk about, oh, you know, like watching what they're eating. Look at what, I mean, like you know, an itemized list. Like he had a Toblerone chocolate. He's always eating like these sweets at the bakery. Or there was one man who is a smoker for, you know, like, until the end of his life. And he would always go for a smoke break. And then they would say, oh, like, you know, he stinks, his clothes smell, it's disgusting habit. And meanwhile, the people that are gossiping about the person smoking are also being gossiped about.
Tuck, you were shaking your head as if you were ready to put them in the scold's bridle.
I just feel like those are mean things to gossip about. I think gossiping about people's health feels more mean-spirited than gossiping about, like, a goofy life choice that they made. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And studies show that it isn't just trivial fun, you know, that being the target of gossip can affect your mental health. Studies have been done on kids and adults, and they show that people are more likely to be anxious, have lower self-esteem if they're the targets of gossip.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of studies have looked in the workplace where gossip can be rampant. And this can also have negative consequences. It can affect your motivation and your performance. Even just being in a gossipy workplace, even if you're not the target of it, can have negative consequences. And so I asked Stacey if we ever grow out of this anxiety about gossip, you know, like stop caring about what people think. I guess you know as an individual that if you are gossiping about someone else, there is gossip going on about you. Like, you know it, but you just don't want to be aware of it. You don't want to think about it. At that age in their life, were they aware, like, everyone's going to be gossiping and I don't give a shit? Or did they still have that sense?
Yeah, no, they still had that sense. And so some people would, yeah, yeah, they knew. Some of them were careful. I would say just like, you know, the high school cafeteria or, you know, the dorm room, that there was definitely an awareness. People would say like they didn't want people talking about them.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's where we're at. A lot of us gossip. We spend a lot of our time gossiping. And no matter how old we are, we don't like being the targets of gossip. So our next question is, why do we like spilling the tea so much? Like, if it causes pain to those who are the targets and we don't want to be the targets, why do we keep doing it? To find that out and so much more, you've got to listen to our full episode on gossip, because this was just a bite-sized mini episode. So if you do want to find out what our brains are doing when we are listening to gossip, and it's juicy, then you've got to search for Science Versus wherever you get your podcasts. That's Science VS. And just click on our episode about gossip. All right. I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Back to you next time.